VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Doris. You're now listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTuber. It's Doris. At the beginning of today's pronunciation challenge, I'm going to tell you a fun fact about me. That is, I'm a big procrastinator. I'm always wondering how can those successful people stay motivated and never procrastinate? How do they dare to put all the eggs in one basket, to take risks just for this one chance to succeed? And one day, when I was browsing the internet, I found a speech by Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, and it gave me the answer to my questions above. Are you curious about the secret of success? Then let's jump into the sentence, and it will tell you the answer. So, the sentence for today is, the greatest successes come from having the freedom to fail. Ideas don't come out fully formed. They only become clearer as you work on them. Okay, let's repeat after me, and this time I'll speak a little bit slower. The greatest successes come from having the freedom to fail. Ideas don't come out fully formed. They only become clearer as you work on them. 伟大的成功都来自拥有失败的自由。想法不会一开始就是完整的，只有当你去执行了，才会变得更清晰。好，那我们先来看一下这个句子的发音重点。首先，第一个要注意的发音重点是 come out 的连音， come 子音结尾， out 母音字首，会连成一起变成 come out， come out。下一个发音重点呢是 formed， formed。这个单字虽然是 ed 结尾，但是它的 ed 不是念 ed， 是直接 formed， formed。最后一个发音重点是 work on 的连音， work on， 这个一样是子音结尾配母音字首，所以会连音 work on。 好，以上就是今天的发音重点。在进入单字之前，我们再来复习一次今天的句子吧。 The greatest successes come from having the freedom to fail. Ideas don't come out fully formed.They only become clearer as you work on them. Great! So now, let's move on to the vocabularies for today. The first vocabulary is success. Success. Success 是名词，意思是成功、成就。Success 的动词形态是 succeed， 意思也是成功。如果要说在某件事上获得成功，就可以使用 succeed in。举例来说， Harry succeeded in getting his dream job， 意思就是 Harry 成功获得了他梦寐以求的工作。那么补充一个大家很容易搞混的单字， successive。 这个单字虽然也是形容词，但意思和 success 毫无关联。 successive 的意思呢是连续的、相继的，大家不要搞错咯。那我们来看一下例句的部分。 She has achieved remarkable success in her career. 她在职涯中获得了很显著的成功。好，进入下一个单字。第二个单字呢是 freedom。 freedom。 freedom 是名词，意思呢是自由。如果要说言论自由的话，就是 freedom of speech。我们来看一下例句吧。 They deprived the slaves' freedom. 他们剥夺了奴隶的权利。 Great! Moving on to the last vocabulary. The last vocabulary is fail. Fail. Fail 是动词，意思呢是失败。如果要说在某件事上失败了，就可以说 fail to 点点点。那么再补充一个比较常见的用法， fail to understand， 意思呢就是不明白。 像是 I fail to understand why you can arrive on time， 我不懂为何你不能准时抵达，哎，就是这个的意思哦。那么我们来看一下例句的部分。 I fail to finish the exam on time， 我来不及在时间内写完考卷。大家有没有过就是考试时间快到但你还没写完的经验呢？我以前考试写不完的时候，我都会选择全部猜同一个答案，像是 C 或 D 之类的，我就觉得比较容易中，结果每次几乎都全错，我的运气真的没有用在考试上面呢。 OK, so that's all for today's pronunciation challenge. If you don't think today's sentence is inspirational enough, go check out the whole speech from Mark Zuckerberg. I'll leave the link below.And don't forget to record the sentence for today. I'll see you next week. Bye!